Let's welcome in Chris Nowinski. He's the CEO of the Concussion Legacy Foundation, the founding CEO, I should mention. He's a neuroscientist. He has dedicated his life to studying the brain, concussion, CTE. He was a former football player at Harvard. He was a professional wrestler in the WWE. Chris, good morning. Thanks so much for doing this. And I'm sure your phone was ringing off the hook because you are the foremost expert here. First of all, how are you and how were you watching that game last night?
Well, thanks for having me, Maggie. I'm doing well. I wasn't able to watch it. I was on a plane leaving a conference on CTE to go give a concussion training talk in Texas this morning. So I saw it happen on social. My phone blew up, and I saw the videos and was very sad about what I saw Tua go through.
Chris, this has happened now. They're saying three documented concussions. I mean, I think we all know it's actually four. Mm-hmm. That Matt Milano hit from last year where they said it was a back injury was laughable. You know, four concussions here. What happens to your brain after four concussions like the ones that Tua's had?
Yes. I mean, study after study will consistently show the more concussions you have, the greater risk you have for cognitive impairment later in life. There's even now studies showing it changes your cardiovascular system, so you have a higher risk of high blood pressure and metabolic changes. But the problem is none of it's prescriptive, right? So there's lots of players, you know, we meet them all the time, that had four concussions, eight concussions, 10 concussions. Some of them are okay, but a lot of them are not. And it also opens up the door for mental health problems. Each new concussion increases the odds that you will develop a new onset depression, anxiety, suicidal ideation. So, you know, it's good that we're having this conversation because he's starting to get into a place where I think none of us would be surprised if some new symptoms like this came on, but none of it is also going to tell him what he should do. Unfortunately, the problem with concussions is that when he goes and gets a scan, everything's going to look okay because it's soft tissue damage that we can't image. And so I feel for, you know, our instinct is, gosh, it's so ugly watching him get knocked unconscious for another time, you know, and to realize that when he's doing that fencing posture, his brain stem is involved, his cerebellum is involved, these deep parts of the brain that aren't usually impacted by concussion, meaning this was a huge hit. And the idea that now we've seen him go through that twice, you feel great sympathy. But, you know, he wakes up today and he's got to decide whether or not he's going to, you know, continue with his life's passion. And, you know, I just feel for him in that situation.
Chris, a lot of people are asking, why isn't Tua wearing a Guardian cap? How do you view the Guardian cap? I read that five players wore it last week. Should it be used more around the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, you can't mandate it at this point because, you know, while the NFL has said it helped reduce concussions, they have not published that research yet. And so we can't be sure that it's the Guardian cap that actually reduced concussions or whether players started playing differently because they look at each other with these giant caps on so they have fewer hits, or whether they're practicing differently because they continue to, you know, make practices less violent because they're realizing what's happening. So Guardian cap's not going to fix this problem, especially the kind of hit that he took. You saw how violently his head moved. His head was going to move no matter what was on there. And it could have been worse in theory with an extra pound or 14-ounce Guardian cap on top of it. So we have to think beyond Guardian caps. I mean, honestly, like, equipment's not going to save us from this. It is prevention. It is fewer hits. And so, you know, from a tactical perspective, everyone's focusing the conversation on should he have slid and avoided the hit. And the reality is, like, that was probably his best opportunity to avoid the concussion was changing how he played.
Chris Nowinski is joining us. He's the founding CEO of the Concussion Legacy Foundation. He's a neuroscientist. He's dedicated his life to this. What you guys do with the Concussion Legacy Foundation, Chris, is amazing. And there is a CLF helpline. If you or someone you know is dealing with the effects of a concussion or you think so, you can go to concussionfoundation.org and you can find a lot of information there and people who will help you. You know, Chris, we sit here this morning and we talk about Tua and we talk about the four concussions and then we can't help but bring up, but what about the money? You know, how do you walk away from $100 million, $150 million guaranteed? Like, when people say that to you, what's your response to them?
Yeah, well, my response is that you only get one brain. And, you know, yesterday I actually spent the day with 10 family members of people who died with CT, almost all football players. They died between 25 and 75. And you know, every family member cried while they told the story of watching their loved one deteriorate over time and how they didn't understand what was going on. They wished they were nicer to and more understanding, but they also felt helpless watching them die of alcoholism, watching them die of drug abuse, watching them die of suicide. And so, you know, there's no amount of money that can replace that. And your family, when you talk to these families and the children of these people, they don't care about the money. They just wish dad was there. They just wish their husband was there. And so you have to be able to walk away from that amount of money. But on the flip side, there's no medical choice here. There's nothing you can look at and say, you have to retire. And so I'm sure he feels the weight of the world on his shoulders to fulfill the expectations of the team and the fans. And so it's just going to be a hard couple weeks of soul searching while he hopefully sits out multiple games.
Chris, to his 26, if he had the thought, maybe in 20 years there'll be a treatment for CTE, is there a possible medical or technology out down the road?
Oh, God, I hope so. We just started a study in May called Bank CTE, where we're looking for biomarkers of CTE, basically, so we can measure the impact of drugs that reduce basically the amount of brain proteins floating in your blood. So, yes, there is hope for that, but we're not even talking about really CTE with Tua's situation. These concussions are causing permanent changes to your brain in some situations, like white matter damage and all these lesions that sort of change how your brain functions. There's a lot more to brain head impacts than CTE that can be causing these symptoms. So even if we cured CTE, doesn't mean we're going to cure whatever long-term symptoms he might develop.
Chris Nowinski is the founding CEO of the Concussion Legacy Foundation. You know, Chris, we're talking about Tua today, but obviously a lot of people listening to us, it's Friday. You're going to be Friday Night Football, a lot of high school, college coming up this weekend. When you talk to parents of high school football players, what do you try to get across?
Yeah, I mean, last week I was in the media talking about all the high school football players who've died on the field already this year, at least three from traumatic brain injuries. I mean, yeah, you tell parents who are playing, one of the most important things once they already have chosen to play and they're in games is that you have to teach them how to recognize concussions in themselves and especially in their teammates and speak up. A lot of these deaths are caused by people playing through concussions, trying to live up to the expectations on themselves or their teammates, and two hits in a row in a week, or getting another hit before your concussion is recovered can kill you. And so that is a very important message. And then I also say, look, if we want to reduce CTE long term, start talking to your coach about putting in a CT prevention protocol next to their concussion protocol that leads with reinventing practice so we don't get so many hits to the head and so many additional concussions and so much additional risk for CTE.
So many great things you guys are doing at the Concussion Legacy Foundation. You've been at this work for a long time trying to change people's approach to contact sports. And again, concussionfoundation.org is where you can find the CLF helpline. Something to just keep in mind as we are watching high school, college football for parents, guardians, friends, anything out there. Chris, a final thing for me. What do you think of the dynamic kickoff rules now in the NFL? It was kind of billed as like, not only is this going to be obviously more exciting, but a safer solution. Do you agree with that?
Agree 100%. As someone who was on too many kickoffs growing up, I mean, the 40-yard sprint into a huge collision is on paper the most dangerous play in football. And so by eliminating that 40-yard sprint and starting everyone 5 yards apart, almost like a punt, like you can show in the sensor data, minimizes the number of huge hits, but still allows the return. So I'm thrilled to see that the NFL has adopted what the XFL invented and has put it in place and shown the rest of the world the kickoff is something to focus on. We worked with a conference in New York, Riverdale and the Metropolitan Independent Football League, to just get rid of the kickoff in high school altogether because, all the ex-college players who are coaching were just like, why are we putting kids through this? It's such a dangerous play relative to everything else we're trying to do in football.
Chris, anything else you guys are doing with the Concussion Legacy Foundation now you want to tell people about?
Well, I do. Thank you for plugging the helpline. It's also for people who are worried about suspected CT. And then if you want to help us figure out these solutions to these problems long-term, go to the website concussionfoundation.org and sign up for our research registry. We are recruiting for multiple studies that are trying to figure out these long-term effects and trying to figure out interventions for all us old football players who might need something down the line.
Chris, thank you so much for doing this. Thanks for being available. Thanks for lending your expertise. We always appreciate it.
Always love talking to you guys. Take care.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. Chris Nowinski is the founding CEO of the Concussion Legacy Foundation. Great guy. Dedicated his life to this because he was suffering from concussion syndrome.